The chances are that that neighbor who is so successful with chickens sees Mother's Best Feed, probably started her flock out on Mother's Best Chick Starter, and followed through with Mother's Best Growing Mate, and puts the hens on Mother's Best Laying Mate as soon as they're old enough. Listen to me, neighbors. Why don't you put your hens on Mother's Best Laying Mate right now, huh? I bet soon, folks, you're going to be getting just as many eggs every day as that successful neighbor of yours up the road. Try it and see, huh? And don't overlook the fact, too, that the label from every sack of Mother's Best Laying Mate or any farm or tested Mother's Best Feed will help you get a wonderful set of beautiful table silver at unheard of low price. But you remember that address now to send that label and that 25 cents for your two teaspoons is Joe Lumore, Box 51, Birmingham, Alabama. But right now, neighbors, how about a little fun in music, huh? Yes-a-ree, folks, we got a whole mess of neighbors down here at the brand-new $100,000 cattle barn at the Alabama State Fair. We got Bob Helton and his Blue Ridge Mountain boys. Reeve and Rave and the Sunny Valley boys are back there feeding one of them big bulls back there somewhere, though. I saw them there toting a great big old sack of Mother's Best cow feed back there to one of them heifers back there, too. Hey, fellas, can y'all hear me back there somewhere, huh? Yeah, well, now, y'all hurry up on back here now, because we're going to watch you for some music here in a minute. I wish you neighbors could see Reeve and Rave. I think one of them cows is talking back to him back there, too. Hey, Bob Helton, come up here just a moment, good buddy. I think we ought to have something called a Zippy and Peppy to start things off, and then we'll go let Andy Anderson come up here.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's do it.
Bob and Cabin Town? All right, then. Pee-wee, you start it off, good buddy. Telling you, fellas, you bile down enough right there for lunchtime for all the folks down here at the cattle barn. Say, folks, if you'll send us a label now from any Mother's Best feed sack plus 25 cents, we'll send you two heavy AA quality silver-plated teaspoons to start you off on a fine set of table silver. The spoons, neighbors, are the new Roseanne pattern in genuine Wallace silver, famous quality silver since way back there in 1835. Two teaspoons, neighbors, for only 25 cents plus one label from any sack of Mother's Best feed. For instance, now, the label from the sack of Mother's Best Laying Mash I was talking about a little while ago. Or, here's a suggestion. Tell the old man there, Mom, to get some Mother's Best Dairy Feed for the cows. By granny, he can raise all the feed elements cows need, neighbors. Some of them have to be bought, though. The earliest way and the easiest way to get a completely balanced ration for milk cows is to buy Mother's Best Dairy Feed. Ask your grocer or feed dealer today, neighbors. He's got Mother's Best Dairy Feeds in several formulas. Various amounts of protein, some with molasses and some without molasses. There's a Mother's Best Dairy Feed that fits in perfectly with all of your feeding programs for milk cows. Get that particular Mother's Best Dairy Feed now, folks, and try it. Then use the labels to start your silverware set. Just send us one label and 25 cents for each two teaspoons you want, and mail that letter now at once to Joe Lumore, Box 51, Birmingham, Alabama. That's me, gals. Joe Lumore, Box 51, Birmingham, Alabama. Friends and neighbors from the Alabama State Fair, we're going to have a lot of fun between now and 12:30. But first of all, before we do get underway with our ribbon-cutting ceremonies and our dedication to the cattle barn, I'd like to introduce a young fella. Well, he's not so young. He's bald-headed. But so what? I am, too. His name, neighbors, well, first of all, I'll tell you, he is Director of Public Relations for the Alabama State Fair. Folks, how about a great big round of applause for Mr. Andy Smith, huh? Andy, the mic is yours, good buddy. It's all yours.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it a lot. Appreciate being here, and certainly appreciate you and your boys coming out. But this time, I want to introduce the man who really does the work, Joe, and the man who gets things done, and that's Mr.
Well, that's
R.A.
You, Andy.
No, that's Mr.
Oh, that's you, too.
No, I do some of it, but here's the man who really does, and I want you to interview, if you will, and talk to the boss, Mr. R.H. Dick McIntosh, the general manager and the man who gets things done at the Alabama State Fair.
Yay! Hello there, Mr. McIntosh. How in the world are you feeling today, sir?
Just fine, thank you.
Fine. We've got a lot of wonderful things cooking out here at the Alabama State Fair for the folks, huh, Mr. McIntosh?
We think we have the finest fair that's ever been in the Southern States.
Well, I think, Mr. McIntosh, if anybody would know about that, you would certainly know about it 100%. Soon you give us some highlights that are going to be happening out here all this week, starting today, October 3rd, at the greatest fair ever, the Alabama State Fair.
Well, first, I'd like to tell you folks that we have just completed a new $100,000 cattle barn, which we will dedicate in a few moments to the youth of Alabama. We have an industrial arts building which portrays all industry, and I believe that if you come out, you'll find that Alabama is making and producing many things that you are not even aware of.
Thanks a lot to you, Mr. McIntosh. And say, speaking of this big cattle barn here, it's going to be dedicated in just about 15 minutes. Understand it's $100,000 worth of it, huh, sir?
That is absolutely correct. That was loaned to us by the city of Birmingham for the construction of this wonderful building.
City of Birmingham's been doing a lot of great work about trying to help further Alabama farmers and Alabama cattle and everything else that's got to do with doing things right. Right, Mr. McIntosh?
Well, without the city commission, of course, none of us would be here.
And there are 12 bunch of guys, too. Mayor Cooper Green and Commissioner George, Jimmy Morgan. Where is Jimmy, by the way? I saw him around a few moments ago in Bull Connor. Hey, Jimmy! Where in the world has Jimmy Morgan done scooted off to? Andy, you hadn't seen him back there somewhere, have you? I think he's around there milking one of the cows or something over there. Somebody.
Who? I brought it. Irvin? Let's get Irvin Jackson.
Yeah, let's get Irvin Jackson.
Irvin.
There's Don Fievel back there, too. See if we can't get Irvin Jackson up here. Come in. And old Henry Vance. Hi, Vance.
Hi.
By granted, come on up here. Hi. It's been since a coon age since I've been a shaking hands with you and talking to you across the microphone.
See, you're getting plenty of sound effects from the cows back there.
By granted.
They got a wonderful herd of cattle here, too.
Hadn't they, though, Henry? Yeah. All fed on mother's best feed.
Is that right?
That's
well,
the very best.
They fed them on. Yes, Irvin Jackson.
Yes, here's Irvin Jackson right. Hello there, Mr. Jackson.
Hello, Joe.
How about a hello there to all of my neighbors up and down our mother's best party line, huh?
Well, Joe, I tell you, it's fine. I've always wanted to be on a program with Joe Rumo, and this is a treat to me to just
Mr.
be sitting
Jackson.
Here looking at you.
Well, that's awfully nice, sir, and you're awfully kind, and it's been the same thing with you, too. The folks from WVOK are wonderful neighbors, Mr. Jackson, and by granted, we got a wonderful family out here, too, haven't we?
That's right, Joe. What do you think about this new cattle barn
we've got? It's beautiful, and I'm proud of the city of Birmingham for it, too. I understand all of the thanks go to the whole city commission of Birmingham.
That's correct. They cooperated beautifully on this whole program, and we're indebted to them.
And say, speaking of a city commissioner, here's
Jimmy Morgan.
Come up here just a moment, Jimmy. How in the world are you doing, fella?
Fine, Joe. I'm just thrilled. I don't know that I've ever seen a picture that I've enjoyed more than this. All these fine boys and girls from all over the state. This lovely cattle. I just never dreamed that we'd ever have such things.
Isn't it beautiful, though, Jimmy?
It's wonderful. Now, Irvin gave the credit to the commission.
Yes.
We do have a
bad
part authority
too,
out
Jimmy.
Here, too, you know, that works day and night.
Hey, Cooper, how are you?
We're glad that they are here enjoying it with us.
Thanks a lot.
We're proud of them.
Jimmy, we're awfully proud of you. And say, Andy, I'd like to say howdy-doody here to our president of the city commissioner, Cooper Green, before we do hit our Mother's Best Network in just a few moments. Come up here just a moment, Cooper.
Sure.
Awfully
glad
nice.
Glad to be with you, Joe. Fine.
And mighty, mighty nice.
Great occasion in our lives, especially in the Birmingham people here to welcome to our city this great cattle industry.
We're
and in this fine barn, we have looked like about 800 fine thoroughbred cattle. And I'm happy to be with you.
Aren't they beautiful, though, Cooper?
Wonderful, wonderful. You and I are in the wrong business.
No, we're not, Cooper. As long as we can talk about good mother's best feed, we're in the right business.
So here's
yes,
a man
Andy.
Here, Luther Fuller, who's the chairman of the livestock.
Well,
committee.
I know Luther.
Hey,
too.
Well,
Luther, tell us about a little of this work you've been doing down here, Luther.
Well, I've just been standing around looking big, you know.
You don't have to look that way, Luther. You and I are both that way already.
But, Joe, you know, it's my nice to be on the program and all these big, huge crews like Cooper Green and all that crap, you know. But I want to tell these folks listening to come here and they'll see some of the finest livestock, dairy cattle, beef cattle in the South.
Right, Luther.
And we got one of the best cattle barns, a new one, a brand new one. One of the best in the whole South.
$100,000 worth.
Well, I don't know if it's $100,000 or $10,000, but $100,000, we'll call it $100,000. That's big enough.
Yes, sir.
And I hope everybody come look at these fine cattle.
They'll
be powerful.
They're beautiful, neighbors. Come on out. And now, Andy, who have you got here?
Mr. Reeves, one of the latest and newest members of our board, one of our hardworking members.
Hello there, Mr. Reeves.
Because
board of Managers, the Alabama State Fair. Mr. Reeves, I'm very glad to meet you, sir.
I won't say that they're underestimating the cost of this building. It cost over $100,000.
Over $100,000. Folks, you've just got to come out here to the fair and see it.
Ribbon cutting now.
Ribbon cutting here in just a moment. Fellas, how about a real quick hoedown right here, and we'll just get over here now. We're going to have to make this real quick, about a minute and a half. We've got to get over to the cattle barn here on the other side here. Real fast now, Curly. Fire one off here, good buddy. Pick up the mic and go over here to the other side of the barn. Never seen this done before, have you, Don? That was old Curly Fagan there. And folks, all the time there that Curly was a-playing there, we was just a-walking down the road. If he said, whoop, I just bumped my toe there on the microphone here. Right, Grandis, we got the mic all set up here by the ribbon here. Hi, man. Well, neighbors, that's just about it for our first portion of Noonday Melody Time, presented by the Alabama Flour Mills, Miller's Mother's Best Feed. And don't forget, neighbors, to feed those cows now Mother's Best Dairy Feed and watch them pigs make hogs out of themselves on Mother's Best Hog Feed. Mother's Best Pig and Hog Ration. Stick around, folks, because we've got big doings coming up now from now until 12:30 from the Alabama State Fair. This is Alabama's most powerful voice, WVOK, the voice of Dixie in Birmingham, soon to become even more powerful, 50,000 watts, as powerful as any station in the nation. Thank you there for that wink that time, that little pass, my boy. Folks, before we do continue right here, we'd like to tell you that Star Supermarket, Birmingham's largest independent supermarket, closed all day today due to a religious holiday, but we'll be open tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock right on the dot. So you be sure to buy your groceries tomorrow at Star Supermarket, and remember, for lower prices always, at Star Supermarket in Birmingham. Closed today, but open tomorrow right on the dot at 8 o'clock. And say, when you go to the store today, folks, don't forget Foremost, that delicious Foremost chocolate milk. It's in the new self-service container, and it's yours, friends and neighbors, at no extra cost either. So how about it today, huh? Foremost. The Foremost with Foremost. The time now is 12:15. Okay, friends and neighbors, that's what it is, all right. It's time for High Neighbor Time up and down the party line from the Alabama State Fairgrounds. Yes, three friends and neighbors, old loudmouth Joe Rumor. We got our microphones all set up from the Alabama State Fairgrounds, right in our great, big, beautiful $100,000 cattle barn. It's High Neighbor Time, neighbors, all up and down our 26 network stations this afternoon, presented by the Alabama Flour Mills, Millers of Mother's Best Flour, the whitest flour that is possible to mill. Don't forget, ladies, if it's Mother's Best, it's the best. Why, sure. Hey, you folks having a good time down here, huh? Yes, sirree, neighbors, good music furnished by Reeve & Rave and the Sunny Valley Boys, along, too, with Bob Helton and his Blue Ridge Mountain Boys. And say, folks, before I get to doing too much talking around here, so we just start the program on right now. Got my good buddy Larry Keith right here, too, with us. And by Grannies, we're going to just start the ceremonies a-rolling. Andy Smith, everybody. And say, neighbors, speaking of ceremonies a-rolling right here, I'd like to introduce one of the fellows who's had an awful lot to do with the Alabama State Fair. How about let's cut that ribbon out there and officially open the Alabama State Fair. Friends and neighbors, may I introduce Mr. Bedford Steele, chairman of the Alabama State Fair Authority. Mr. Steele!
I am very pleased to be here and witness another of the openings of the great Alabama State Fair. This year marks the third state fair that has been staged by the Alabama State Fair Authority. And I can tell you that we members of the authority are proud of this year's fair. When the ribbon is cut shortly by Miss Alabama, we want to invite every Alabamian to come to his state fair, and we can assure him or her that they will be pleased with the 1949 edition of the Alabama State Fair. This year's fair will be featured by two outstanding events: the opening of the Mammoth new $100,000 cattle barn that will be dedicated on this program in a few minutes, and the selection of Miss Alabama Queen of Cotton in front of the grandstand here Thursday night. We expect 67 beautiful, attractive, and true daughters of the South, representing every county in the state, to gather here Thursday night when Miss Alabama Queen of Cotton will be named. In addition to the representatives from the 67 Alabama counties, there will be queens from 12 Alabama universities and colleges. The winner will go to Memphis as the guest of the Alabama State Fair to compete in the National Made of Cotton Contest. The new cattle barn, to be christened, will house some 700 head of cattle and will be the home of this year's state dairy and state beef cattle shows. We are proud of this new structure, and I feel that every Alabamian will share this feeling with us when they see this great new building that has been constructed to promote the dairy and beef cattle industry in this state. As chairman of the Alabama State Fair Authority, I want to extend a welcome to everyone in this state to attend this year's fair. You will be glad that you did. We have the pleasure of having on hand a very beautiful Alabama girl. As a matter of fact, it's Fleta Rosa, Miss Alabama of 1949, who will cut the ribbon to Alabama's 1949 State Fair and welcome you to Birmingham and the fair.
Yes, really, friends and neighbors, that was the official cutting of the ribbon, too, by Miss Fleta Rosa, Miss Alabama of 1949. And say, I'd like to sort of turn the microphone over right now to Miss Alabama. Friends and neighbors, how about meeting Miss Alabama?
Folks, it's lots of fun cutting the ribbon to the gates of this year's Alabama State Fair. And in behalf of the State Fair Authority, Mr. Steele, Mr. R.H. McIntosh, General Manager of the fair, and everybody who has worked to make this great fair possible, I want to extend an invitation to you to come to this year's Alabama State Fair, the greatest of them all. Come on out, everybody. I'll be seeing you at the fair. Hey!
And there you have it, friends and neighbors, Miss Fleta Rosa, Miss Alabama of 1949. Well, we're going to make us a real quick switch now in a few moments, neighbors. We're right at the entrance of the Alabama State Fair, where we've just cut our ribbon, and we're going to go into that great big $100,000 cattle barn here in a moment. Right now, how about some music by Reeb and Rabe and the Sunny Valley Boys, A Choice of Dixie. Fellas, a little hoedown or something,
Curly,
huh?
Curly Fagan.
Curly Fagan there, Reeb and Raven, those Sunny Valley Boys with a bit of Ida Red, Ida Red. Say, friends and neighbors, even though it's Alabama State Fair time throughout Alabama, it never is the wrong time to eat Mother's Best Biscuits, anytime. How about it, gals? To make that family of yours real healthy looking, make pot and the kids just come in just to drool into every mealtime, make it Mother's Best Biscuits, the whitest biscuits, neighbors, that it's possible to make. Now, whether you got a teensy-weensy bitty family, just got married, you young brides out there, just a couple of you, or maybe there are 15 to 20 kids in the family, it don't make no... You know, there are 15 to 20 kids in some of my folks' family. Well, you just be sure, neighbors, to feed them on Mother's Best Flour, the best biscuit-making flour on the market today. 10 and 25-pound sizes, or a little bitty 5-pound fellas, 50 pounds or 100. But remember, if it's Mother's Best, neighbors, it's the best. And folks, while Curly and the boys there were just now playing, by granny, we got our microphones all switched back in the cattle barn. We've done more switching here today than you've ever seen. And so suppose now we just come right on back here now and sort of introduce and dedicate this barn here, one of the finest cattle barns in the whole wide world. I don't say Alabama neighbors, I say in the whole United States. Well, I'd like to have a fellow come up here, neighbor, to present to the youth of Alabama, Birmingham's Mayor Cooper Green. Mr. Green!
Thank you, Joe. A little over 2 years ago, the city of Birmingham purchased a 117-acre fairgrounds tract. And through a legislative act, the State Fair Authority was set up to operate the grounds. I'm very happy to report that the fine men serving without pay as members of the authority have done a wonderful job in developing fair parks. In the fairgrounds, we now have and operate Kittyland Park, the South's finest amusement center. Last year, we constructed and dedicated the Industrial Arts Building. The structure was dedicated to Alabama's industry, and again this year, as last year, we'll tell the story of Alabama's industrial might. This year, we have constructed the new steel cattle barn, the largest in the South, and as you say, Joe, the largest in the world, or the finest, we think, especially an Alabama tribute to the cattle people of this state. A building 220 by 200 feet long and in width, with 44,000 square feet of space, which will be dedicated to the dairy and beef-raising industry of this great state. I believe it very fitting that a representative of the youth of Birmingham present this great structure to the representatives of Alabama's youth movements, especially those youth movements in the farm areas. Hence, I have asked Jim Wright of John Carroll High School, president of the Birmingham Big Seven organization, one consisting of the Birmingham High Schools, to present this building to the youth of Alabama on behalf of the Birmingham City Commission and the Alabama State Fair Authority. It gives me pleasure to present at this time Jim Wright, the president of the Big Seven of Birmingham.
Yeah! Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On behalf of the high schools and the youth of Birmingham, I feel it a great pleasure to present the key of this great new livestock structure to the representatives of the youth of Alabama and especially the farm youth of the state. We young folks in Birmingham realize that what helps Alabama helps Birmingham, and we know that only the entire state grows can Birmingham grow. I feel that the dedication of this building to the youth of the state is very fitting and carries out the far-sighted policy of the Birmingham City Commissioners, the Alabama State Fair Authorities, and the other far-sighted Birmingham groups who are doing everything in their power to bring Alabama and Birmingham closer together. Therefore, as a representative of the industrial Birmingham, I present you with the key to Birmingham to this building as a token of esteem that Birmingham holds for the entire state of Alabama. In a word, industrial Birmingham extends a greeting to agricultural and rural Alabama to come and see us in Birmingham. To you, Mary Jane Smith of Tuscaloosa, president of the State 4-H Club. To you, Janelle Downing Orville, president of the Future Homemakers of Alabama. And to you, Elton Pierce of Wilmer, Alabama, president of the Alabama Future Farmers of America, I present this key to this glistening new structure, dedicated to the youth of Alabama, and invite you to come to Birmingham to the Alabama State Fair for the years and years to come.
And friends and neighbors, you've just heard Jim Wright of Birmingham, president of the City Big Seven, an organization of high schools, present the key to the new cattle barn to president of the 4-H, FFA, and FHA in Alabama. Now we hear a word from each of these youngsters, Miss Smith of the 4-H, presenting 125,000 youngsters of this state, representing every one of those kids. And here is Miss Smith. Hello there, Mrs. Smith.
Hello.
Miss Smith. Don't want to get you hitched up here right away, Miss Smith.
I would just like to say thank you from all of our 125,000 4-H Club boys and girls for this nice big barn. Thank you.
And I'd like to say, Miss Smith, that you are well, well representing those kids, too. Every one of them, I know, are proud of you. And now, suppose we have a few words here for Miss Dunning. How about Miss Dunning for your appreciation, huh?
I'm very happy to be here today to represent the future homemakers of America in Alabama in the dedication of this barn. I believe this barn may mean better living for the future homes in Alabama. In behalf of my organization, I want to express appreciation to the City Commission and the Alabama State Fair Authority for making this building possible.
Thank you very, very much, too, Miss Dunning. And now, Mr. Pierce of the FFA, also a few words from Mr. Pierce, a good-looking young gentleman, too.
In behalf of the Alabama Association of Future Farmers of America, which is the world's largest farm boy organization, we should like to express our appreciation to the Birmingham City Commission and the Alabama State Fair Authority for making available to the Alabama farm youth this magnificent livestock building. I am sure that these facilities will encourage the Alabama FFA boys to make even more progress in developing their livestock programs in the future than they have in the past. Again, I say thank you.
Thank you very, very much, Mr. Pierce. Friends and neighbors, you just heard a word picture of Miss Alabama of 1949 cutting the ribbon to the gates of the 1949 Alabama State Fair and welcome you to this great show. You've also heard Jim Wright, president of the Birmingham's high school organization, present the key of the mammoth new cattle structure to presidents of the 4-H, FFA, and FHA in Alabama. Now, to all of you folks throughout Alabama, be sure to come to Birmingham and see the greatest state fair in history. And don't forget out there, Mother, to send in for those two Roseanne teaspoons now for your beautiful Roseanne silverware set. One label and 25 cents to Mother's Best, Box 51, Birmingham, Alabama. Fellas, I think the clock says we got just about 1 minute. I'd like to get Reeve and Rave, neighbors, and the Sunny Valley Boys. We have a hymn every day at this time. How about, boys, a chorus of soul, I'll Fly Away, huh?
Come glad morning when the clock is o'er, I'll fly away to a land on God's blessed shore.
Neighbors, a choice of Dixie. That's my boys, too. And Andy, the clock says we got 15 seconds, fella, and I've certainly had a grand time being with all of you out here at the Alabama State Fair.
Joe, just want to thank you a whole lot for coming out, and I'm sure that everybody's enjoyed it. We want you to come to this year's Alabama State Fair, the greatest of them all. You can tell, by the way, Joe started off. It's going to be good.
Righto, Andy. So long to you, everybody. Well, friends and neighbors, that's it. Your pal Joe Rumor speaking for Mother's Best and the Alabama Flour Mills from the Alabama State Fair. Thanks a lot for listening, neighbors, and see you tomorrow on High Neighbor Time. Bye now. This is a Mother's Best Network.